Yo, this is the Willing to Go Ham podcast coming at you guys live from Mikasa on this chilly and brisk Sunday. So, recording this episode because I got the time today. I'm actually off. I'm off all day so I can recharge and, I don't know, just kind of get myself refocused mentally, you know. Don't want to take too many naps, man. I just, you know, haven't had a lot of success sleeping, but you know, it is what it is. So, this is a podcast of diverse topics. So on here, like I might have some people and I kind of want to expand those topics a little bit. I would like to say that my forte is sports and comedy, right? Sports and comedy and, you know, having guests on and things like that. But I'm going to expand it a little bit even more, actually, in a certain realm and things that I like to... things that I like to watch and things that I'm interested in, such as movies. I might do movie reviews. I might do, you know, TV show reviews and things like that. Just a thought. But for those who don't know, and maybe you guys don't know this or not, but I'm actually, and I'm not weird, right? But I'm not saying that people like this are weird, but it's a stigma, but it's, you know, I'm not in too deep. But I do have a love for WWE. Like, I love watching wrestling in all forms. Not really the biggest AEW fan. Don't really watch a lot of TNA. Don't watch a lot of New Japan. But I do watch WWE. Actually, my sister, so shout out to my sister, Sydney. She's actually in a wrestling school, in a wrestling program that she works. I can't remember what it is off the top of my head, but I find that to be very interesting. And also worth following as well. So if you guys are interested in wrestling, I have to get the name of it for from her. But I definitely plugged that into the podcast, man. I think it's a super cool program that they're running. They wrestle out in, I think it's in Lenexa at a, it's like a veterans service place or something like that. It's pretty dope. They got some events coming up in April, I believe. So... But anyways, I love wrestling, and something just a couple of things have happened as of late, and I think it's led to, I just want to catch you guys up to speed to some of the big things that have happened lately. One was the return of CM Punk. So if you guys don't know who CM Punk is, that's Phil Brooks, a.k.a. Chicago Made Punk, a.k.a. CM Punk. He's been in wrestling for almost 20 years, probably 20 years or so. And he got his big break, I think, in 2011. Maybe I want to say 2011, 2000. Yeah, sometime around there. Like, he's always been a part of the program, but, like, he really took off and skyrocketed in popularity because of his no-nonsense attitude and kind of a sticking it to the authority character archetype. Kind of like a Stone Cold Steve Austin a little bit. Like a modern day Austin, and they had hit some bumps in the road, and he left. He was out of wrestling for a couple years, and then he joined a new company called AEW, All Elite Wrestling, which was started by Chris Jericho, Cody Rhodes, and funded by Tony Khan, brother. I think he's the brother of Nick Khan, as well as. I think, is it Sasha Khan? I think that, I could be wrong. He's the owner of the Jaguars. But anyway, he then left and he goes to AEW and had a pretty good run for the most part, won the AEW championship, and then he ended up getting in trouble, just like he did in WWE, badmouthed WWE, and made his return, did well, got hurt, and found himself fired from AEW again. Then he returns back to WWE. I believe it was it Survivor Series? I can't remember. Was it Survivor Series? But anyway, so he returned. Sorry, it's kind of skipping me. So he returns, and it was huge news that Phil Brooks, a.k.a. CM Punk, had returned. And hell had frozen over is what we thought, right? I was like, wow, this is crazy. Comes back. Sells a lot of merch, things like that. really didn't have a plan for him. It kind of looked as though it was going to be him and the current world heavyweight champion, Seth Rollins, going head to head at WrestleMania. That's what everything was kind of shaping up to be. The Royal Rumble just happened, right? And he ends up getting hurt in the Royal Rumble. So he's out for the rest of the year. And he's not going to make it to WrestleMania 40 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, at Lincoln Financial Stadium. Or Lincoln Financial Field. Shout out to the Eagles. So that kind of sort of foiled some plans there, right? But before that, actually, and I guess I'm skipping some a big issue that WWE is happening now. That's happening now. So when TKO took over, TKO is a company that took over. They also own the rights, or they're a part of UFC and WWE. They merged together under TKO. And during that time frame, like, Vince McMahon was already in trouble. Like, he was in trouble for some other stuff. But just recently, there was he was exposed for creating a hostile work environment for a former female employee of WWE. Now, Vince McMahon has already had a bunch of payouts that he's had to do. He's already, like, paid out millions of dollars in hush money to these women so they wouldn't come forward. I guess he didn't pay this woman all of her money like he said he was going to, so she came out, and you can look online. There were some pretty disgusting things that Vince McMahon had this woman do. We're talking about, you know, getting a train ran on her. At one point, Vince McMahon took a shit on her, is what she said. And it's just bad. It's like a 67-page document. It's horrific. Pulling her into a closet, bruising her private parts, calling the sex toys that he was using. He gave them wrestler names, and there were other things that were involved as well. There's another WWE superstar who was named in the lawsuit, or in this case, where he had been, like, verbally sexually harassing this woman, and it caused her a lot of stress. And it was described as a former UFC heavyweight champion and WWE superstar. Well, there's only one person that has those accolades, and that's Brock Lesnar. So now Brock Lesnar is wrapped up in the case as well. John Laurinaitis is also, or Johnny Ace, also named in this case as well as being one person who was, what is that called? Who would accompany Vince McMahon in these escapades with this woman. And Lord knows how many other, like, lawsuits that this dude has faced, like, or what else is going to come. But apparently this is only the beginning. So WWE's kind of sort of in some turmoil, but for the most part, outside of the WWE universe, or what we as the fans watch, things were fine. They were fine for the most part. But there was a storyline outside, I mean, within the realm of wrestling in the ring that we all watch. And I think they kind of sort of botched this. They totally screwed this over, and they just made it worse. So Cody Rhodes, or Cody Runnels is what his real name is. Cody Rhodes is a WWE superstar, mega babyface. If you don't know what a babyface is, it's a wrestling term for a good guy. Then you have heels, then you have tweeners. Heels are the bad guys. Tweeners kind of sort of go in between, so, you know, you get the gist of it. And basically, Cody Rhodes comes back to WWE last year. He came back last year for WrestleMania 30. Well, actually, he came back for WrestleMania 38, right? He comes back after his long hiatus. He's in AEW. He then leaves AEW, and there's rumors that he was coming back to WWE. He comes back, WrestleMania 38, faces Seth Rollins, beats Seth Rollins, and it's official. It was a big deal. Like, it was kind of dope. And plus, when he left wrestling, or WWE, his character gimmick was just kind of corny. He was a guy named Stardust, just a weird character, and really embarrassing. But he comes back now with a whole new persona. He comes back with a new theme song that, I mean, it's not really new, but it's new to WWE. And he gets to bring this character that he created in AEW, known as the American Nightmare. Beats Seth Rollins, feuds with Seth Rollins, beats him three times in a row, right? And he then wins the Royal Rumble. So if you don't know this, The Royal Rumble is where all, you know, WWE superstars, male and female, in separate matches, obviously, they all compete and to throw each other over the top rope, and the last one standing gets their pick between the two champions. So there's a women's WWE champion, there's a women's, well, now there's a women's world heavyweight champion, and then there's a men's undisputed championship, and then there's a, well, at this time, Roman Reigns had two belts. So Roman Reigns is the mega boss of on the men. So he had two belts, but there are two separate championships for the women. Cody Rhodes wins the WWE, he wins the Royal Rumble to go to WrestleMania 39 to face Roman Reigns because they didn't have, the titles weren't unified yet. Well, he had both titles. They were separate. So they had basically, you know, had it to where it's like, okay, we want this guy who's over with the fans love him. We want him to face off against Roman Reigns. And they made the call for Cody Rhodes to lose at WrestleMania 39, right? He lost because of interference for Roman Reigns' family. They came in, the Bloodline is what they call themselves. They came in, they interrupted the match. And Roman Reigns ends up winning due to interference. And Cody Rhodes, you know, they basically decimated his story, okay? So they're on separate brands. They then unify the titles, okay? They unify both belts, create a new belt for Roman to have, and then they create the World Heavyweight Championship again for Seth Rollins to win at, I think, was it at, was it in Saudi Arabia where he won that? I think that's where it was. So, anyways, now Roman's on SmackDown, Seth Rollins is on Raw, okay? They then, you know, Cody Rhodes goes to a plethora of feuds, comes out victorious, goes up again, and then he ends up going, he feuds with Brock Lesnar at the time. He feuded with Brock Lesnar, gets his ass kicked, beats Brock Lesnar. Well, it was, I think he beat Brock the first time, Brock beat him the second time. They had a last match, Cody ends up beating Brock clean, and then he gets an endorsement from Brock Lesnar to say, hey, like, go get him. Then there's another feud where he has a feud with the guy named Shinsuke Nakamura. They feud for a little bit. He beats him. Now you have the Royal Rumble. CM Punk comes back to the WWE. See, now we're cooking here. Comes back to WWE, and he's like, listen, like, we're going to be in the ring. We're going to go head-to-head and, you know, may the best man win. But, you know, we're not friends in the ring. Cody eliminates CM Punk. He then wins another chance to go to WrestleMania 40 to face off against Roman Reigns. He could have, you know, and at this point, there's Seth Rollins, then you have Roman Reigns as well. And it only makes sense that the premise behind the story that Seth Rollins has, or not Seth Rollins, that Cody Rhodes has, is that now he has to, quote-unquote, finish the story. Roman Reigns, for history purposes, he has the belt that his father, the late Dusty Rhodes, that he could never win. And that's the belt that Cody wants to win. So it's like, it has to be Roman Reigns that he faces off against, right? Has to be him. So he goes to Raw, and Cody tells Seth Rollins, like, he'll think about it. Seth Rollins is begging Cody Rhodes, say, hey, I want you to face me at WrestleMania. But the reason why that doesn't make sense is because Cody has basically squashed Rollins. He even beat him when he had a torn pec. So, like, what's the point of us seeing this match all over again? We don't need to see that. With CM Punk being out, it makes sense for, you know, it makes sense from a, like, a fill-in-the-blank or fill-in-the-gap type thing. But there are other options that you could have for Seth Rollins to face off against somebody else other than Cody. It has to be Cody, right? So Cody Rhodes just recently goes to SmackDown, and he's going to address, you know, and the whole point that I guess that I'm trying to make that's kind of just weird to me is that, like, Cody Rhodes wins the Royal Rumble twice in a row. Like, I think the only person that won the Royal Rumble twice in a row back-to-back was, like, Stone Cold Steve Austin. And he even hopped, and what they do is when they win the Royal Rumble, they hop on top of the ropes, and they point at the WrestleMania sign. There's pyro that goes off. There's fireworks, stuff like that. Cody Rhodes looks over at Roman Reigns, and he points at Roman Reigns, and he's like, I'm coming for you. I'm coming for you. Roman Reigns sees that, holds his belt up in the air, and he goes, like, you can try, motherfucker, like, but, you know, whatever. So Cody Rhodes is on SmackDown, and something had just happened recently where The Rock signed, and by The Rock, I mean the legendary Dwayne Johnson, the Dwayne The Rock Johnson, signed a lucrative deal with TKO as, like, I don't know what his position is, but he signed a deal with them, and I figured he was done with doing in-ring appearances. He could do an appearance on you know, on certain episodes, but I thought he was going to be done wrestling. The Rock is like 52 years old, man. Like, he's jacked, but he's still, you know, he's 52. So I thought nothing of it. I'm just like, oh, okay, cool. Now, I know that The Rock was going to have a role in WrestleMania. Didn't think that it was going to be this. So Cody Rhodes goes to the ring. He talks about how, you know, he's picking Roman, or, you know, and he wants Roman's belt. And he says that, and obviously, when you win the Royal Rumble, that's your ticket to WrestleMania. Keyword, WrestleMania, okay? He then says, well, you know, I'm going to come for you, and I'm going to take everything that matters to you, but it's not going to be at WrestleMania. So I'm like, what the fuck is he talking about? It has to be at WrestleMania because, number one, you got to quote-unquote finish your story. Number two, that's the whole reason why you won the Royal Rumble was to go to WrestleMania 40, right? Cody then says, well, I'll wait, you know, I'm going to do all this not at WrestleMania. And he goes, but there's somebody else who knows you really well that they're going to, you know, that would like to, now I wouldn't, he didn't really say like challenge you, but he was, I took it up with the council. And there's someone that wants to acknowledge you or somebody that wants to say something to you and you know him really well. And immediately I was like, oh, fuck, like, this isn't good. And it was The Rock. The Rock comes out, takes his time getting down to the ring, walks into the ring, looks at Cody, shakes his hand, hugs him, and Roman and Rock have a stare down, okay? They have a stare down in the ring. Cody Rhodes gets out of the ring, and you can tell the look on his face. He's just like, this is bullshit. So now the WrestleMania, there's two nights of WrestleMania now. There used to be one. There was one, but now there's two. And usually it ends with the most important title that needs to be won. That's the main event for both nights. So with the World Heavyweight Championship, that's the main event for night one. The Undisputed Championship is for night two. So storyline-wise, it looks like Cody Rhodes forfeited his WrestleMania ticket and gave it to The Rock to face Roman Reigns at WrestleMania 40, seemingly for the WWE Championship. Now, the problem that everyone's having now with that is that how does he finish the story? You know, there's no other way that you can finish this story unless we're all being swerved, right? But you can't finish this story without him winning at WrestleMania. I mean, without him winning the championship. You had him win the Royal Rumble twice, okay? He won the Royal Rumble twice. And now this story makes no sense. I don't know what they're going to do, like, to swerve. I have no clue, man. I don't know. Swerve means, like, trick all the fans into thinking one thing and then something else happens. There's no way. Like, it doesn't make sense. And plus, the next pay-per-view, there's like 6 or 7 weeks left. And you have the Elimination Chamber coming up, which, you know, the idea that I had was that you could have CM Punk win the Royal Rumble this year. Cody comes up short again. Punk chooses Seth to go up against at WrestleMania 40 for the World Heavyweight Championship. Then you have Cody win the Elimination Chamber and he faces off against Roman Reigns. I think that makes the most sense. But that's not what happened at all. You had Cody win. And I think Cody won because CM Punk ended up getting hurt during the match. He tore his tricep. So that just, I think it caused him to panic. And then The Rock just happened to sign this deal. Now he's facing off against Roman seemingly at WrestleMania 40 in night two. So, you know, none of it makes sense. Everyone's upset about it. I mean, we got to wait and see what happens. But seemingly so, Cody Rhodes is not going to finish his story. And his story is to beat Roman and obtain the title that his father, Dusty Rhodes, could never get. So we're gonna have to see how that pans out. I'm thinking about doing a, because like I said, I would say that I'm an avid wrestling fan. I was a bigger fan when I was younger, but I kind of stopped watching it from like 2014 to like two. I would say from 2010 to like 2016, 15-ish is when I stopped watching. Then I kind of picked back up again. So we'll have to see, man. But I'm probably gonna do a SmackDown Raw review, maybe. And actually, the guys that I watched that kind of like got me going and thinking about it. Or guys like, guys like the Sullivan Monster and Jason Solomon. If you guys are wrestling fans, check out his podcast, man. He does a great post-show review, a great prediction show. Like, he's awesome. Yeah, I got to give all credit to him. I follow, but he's most of the guy that I listen to the most. And then there's JD from NY. I think he's funny. Good mic commentaries. I follow him as well. So I just figured I would expand the podcast even more, so we could sit down and just talk about that. If you guys are interested, I want to bring everybody into this world of Willing to Go Ham podcast, and everyone can enjoy something out of it, assuming you guys are wrestling fans. But I just want something for everybody on here. So that being said, I'm out. Thank you guys for listening to this episode. Peace.